Just prior and during early almond bloom this season, there were repeated rainstorms and cold weather, which was not conducive for bee flights and pollination. But then it warmed up and bloom went fast, and everything seemed to turn out right. Jimmy Gardner is a third-generation almond grower in the Wasco area, and he also operates United Honeybees, a major pollination service for growers. In fact, he placed 21,000 colonies this year for almond pollination. Jimmy, welcome to the California Ag Today podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me, Patrick.
So, Jimmy, from a beekeeper's perspective, what was it like this year?
It was an interesting start this year. The bloom was happening fast, and then luckily we hit this cold spell, so we got all our bees in, and it was a nice bloom period. It looks like we had a little bit more bee flight hours than last year.
So earlier on, you had that cold spell, but that cold spell lifted, and that was good for the bees and pollination, right?
It definitely lifted. I mean, so we were trying to get all the bees in, and we had rains and a cold spell, and it was keeping us from getting into the orchards. It's just a logistical nightmare. But then that cold snap slowed the bloom down, which gave us time to catch up on the bee side. Got a lot of bees in.
So, Jimmy, earlier on, there were concerns that the cold weather and the rain were really slowing those bees down. You think we're going to be okay?
Time will tell. I mean, we're seeing the set right now.
So your family owns Pacific Ag Management, and you have a lot of almond clients. Does owning United Honeybees give you more control in the pollination business for you and your clients, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, there's no control in the honeybee business. I'll just be flat out. But what it does do, it gives us intel. I mean, the honeybee industry has been going through a tough time the last 10 years. There's definitely issues of row mite, and we do have some bee losses. I mean, we budget a high percentage of these bees to die every year. So we wanted to get in, just farmers, and it's one of our third highest costs. So get in, get some intel, learn about these bees. Is there ways that we can help out the industry along with our own bees and almonds? It's a partnership.
So when did you start this bee business?
No, we just jumped into it about 5 years ago. This was our fifth pollination. I mean, it has its challenges, its ups and downs. Thankfully, every day I'm learning something different. But at the end of the day, it's all farming.
Well, Jimmy, of course, health of the bees is critical to a beekeeper. You mentioned that varroa mite.
Yeah, our number one problem is varroa mite, and it's varroa mite management. And if you're not on top of it, the wave's crashing on you.
So what does that varroa mite do to the bees?
Yeah, well, actually, I mean, it's living off of that bee. It hatches out with the larva, and it will attach itself to a bee. I think we just learned that varroa mite's attaching itself to the fat of a bee, so maybe there's opportunities down the road to, in our nutrition programs for these bees, that we can tackle something that's directly related to that fat, get that varroa mite off of feeding off of that fat. So there's some interesting things coming down the pipeline.
Very interesting, Jimmy. You never know what you might find out. Well, Jimmy, I hope we ended up with some great pollination this year, and the 2019 harvest will be the best ever.
Thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for having me.